how overworked all of my colleagues are to want to put a hostage to fortune out there and say a particular date.
But, right. we will look forward to it.
Hey, my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC Accra.
WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Village elections will take place March 18th, and in preparation for those contests, caucuses were recently held in Catskill and Ravenna. On January 27th, the Catskill Democrats unanimously chose incumbent Joel Kozlowski as the Democratic nominee for trustee, according to Margaret Tomlinson, Catskill Town Chair of the Greene County Democratic Committee. In an email announcement, Tomlinson touted Kozlowski's work to improve the village water supply and its aging infrastructure. Kozlowski has been a volunteer fireman for 50 years and currently serves as head of the local development corp. Kate Lisa is reporting for the Ravenna News Herald. Democrats chose three candidates at a January 22nd caucus to fill two open seats on the Ravenna Village Board and for town justice. Incumbent trustee Nancy Warner and political newcomer Joe Gandley were chosen to run for the village board. Warner worked as the village deputy clerk treasurer for 25 years. She has served as a village trustee since 2012 and is seeking her third four-year term. Gandley has lived in Ravenna for 8 years. He works as a special assistant to the executive chamber in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office and serves as the secretary of the Ravenna Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals. Incumbent Ravenna Village Justice Harold Warner III was nominated to run for his fourth consecutive term. Village elections are Wednesday, March 18th. The state moved the election this year to a Wednesday because the St. Patrick's holiday falls on Tuesday, March 17th.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan delivered his first State of the County address January 30th at Kingston High School, his alma mater. Most of the address was focused on the younger residents of the county, their needs, and if they will be able to remain in the region during their prime working years. He said, and I quote, "I think investing in the next generation not only benefits them, but also benefits every single person in the county. If we're going to build on the momentum we have, it will be powered by the next generation. Maybe part of it is because I think I am the youngest county executive in the state, so that is, I think, what is guiding the focus on young people as well," end quote. Among the youth-oriented initiatives announced, a tuition assistance program at SUNY Ulster for those training for green and renewable energy jobs, programs that allow youth to work with senior citizens, provide an introduction to the fire service, and engage with nonprofits as volunteers. Ryan also proposed a plan that would help young people and adults find employment in the arts or green, agriculture, or tech sectors. He also intends to find ways to improve the economy in the Ellenville and Wawasing area in the coming year. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. WGRZ-TV is reporting Republican State Senator Jim Tedesco and Democrat Assemblymember Angelo Santababra want to find out why people are leaving New York faster than almost any other state in the country. The two lawmakers have announced they are going to put together an online questionnaire and hold roundtable meetings around the state, then release a report. Santababra said, and I quote, "We need to find out why. I suspect that we will hear about things like bail reform, we'll hear about high taxes, but we also may hear about other issues as well, so we want to get the full picture," end quote. The latest census numbers show New York population dropped by 77,000 between 2018 and last year. According to the Empire Center for Public Policy, 1.4 million people have left New York since 2010. Read the full story at WGRZ.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said Thursday, January 30th, there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York. Cuomo's comments came as the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency over the spread of the virus, and on the same day, health officials reported the first known person-to-person transmission of the virus in the United States. Cuomo said samples taken from 11 people in New York have been sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing. Seven of those samples came back negative for the novel coronavirus, and four of the tests are still pending. Cuomo said, and I quote, "New York does not have one single confirmed case of the novel coronavirus, but we are taking every necessary precaution to protect against its spread into our state. We have been here before, and I want to remind New Yorkers that it is much more likely that they will be exposed to the influenza virus than the coronavirus," end quote. And indeed, the number of confirmed flu cases is on the rise. Last week, more than 15,000 lab-confirmed cases of flu were reported to the State Department of Health, and an increase of 11% from the previous week, and flu-related hospitalizations rose 8%. Flu season typically begins in October and ends in May. Basic precautions against the flu include regular hand washing and avoid close contact with those who are sick. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Police Department says there weren't any overdose deaths in the city in 2019. Last year, police responded to more overdoses, though with fewer deaths. There were 22 overdoses, and Hudson police officers used the overdose reversal drug naloxone 9 times last year. There were only 27 overdose calls in the previous 2 years, an average of 13.5 per year, with 6 deaths. So in the small sample, the problem is getting worse, but deaths were avoided. Police Chief Edward Moore said, and I quote, "It's a combination of factors, including the availability of Narcan for the patrols and the availability of Narcan for the citizens and the pressure on open drug dealing, which has replaced some of the supply end to outside of the city," end quote. Hudson police officers first started being trained with naloxone in January 2017.
Moore said he believes the 20-bed detox center approved this week by the Greenport Planning Board for the corner of Merle Avenue and Route 66 may help. Moore said, and I quote, "Clearly it's something to help addicts, and from what I understand, it won't cost taxpayers money. They, the detox center staff, are going to be able to bring them, the addicts, to rehab facilities and treat them there at a detox center, and it is something that is a long time coming. If a facility like that comes to our area, and if that provides a choice for an addict, I think 100% it has got to help. Some addicts will be more inclined to get help than go somewhere to buy heroin. So I think it is going to be a good thing." End quote. Moore announced the statistics at the Hudson Police Committee meeting January 27th, and WGXE has a recording of the meeting in the audio archives. You can read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that one town of Chatham official is looking to regulate short-term rentals. Councilperson Abby Meesick said at a January 16th town meeting, and I quote, "I do think they should somehow be regulated," end quote. She said for the town, and I quote, "to be responsible, we should track these uses," end quote. She said she is looking at regulations on short-term rentals recently passed in Hillsdale and the town of Jewett in Greene County. But she said that the Chatham area is not, and I quote, "that big of an attraction," end quote. So the town does not need to review laws like those adopted by municipalities in New Jersey or Massachusetts. She said that less than 1% of Chatham residents are rentals. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Spectrum News reports that Assemblyperson Jake Ashby is upset that scholarships for Gold Star families aren't in this year's state budget proposal. Ashby said, and I quote, "The governor said that this was a priority and often says in his budgets that a budget is about priorities and why issues we may think don't belong in the budget appear. Is this a priority or not, governor?" End quote. The funding was in the 2019 budget. Ashby, a Republican who represents Rensselaer County and parts of Columbia County in the 107th District, said Cuomo also proposes to cut some money from the Dwyer Fund, a peer-to-peer counseling program for veterans. Ashby, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan as a captain in the Army Reserve, said, and I quote, "This is a huge, huge issue for veterans coming back who are attempting to reintegrate and their families. Again, we are seeing that this has been cut, and we have to go back and we have to fight for it," end quote. New York has a $6 billion budget deficit. Read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. Times Union reports that six Catskill High School students will perform February 2nd at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Elisha Claus, Matthew Carroll, Grace McCulloch, Deandra Catterson, Isabella Truncale, and Ava Higgins were selected for the 2020 High School Honors Performance Series at Carnegie Hall. The six students will spend 5 days in New York City with the program. Claus, Caro, and McCulloch will perform with the mixed choir, and Catterson, Truncale, and Higgins will perform with the women's choir. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday there is a 30% chance of snow showers in the afternoon with cloudy skies and not much snow expected. Maybe a little more Sunday night, less than a half an inch is in the forecast, but there's a 50% chance of a sprinkling of snow Sunday night. Cloudy skies again with a low around 29. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 44 and a low around 29. And then Tuesday there is a slight chance of snow showers again, 20% chance. Cloudy skies. It could turn to rain if it gets warmer, and it's predicted to get to 44 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, the rain continues into the evening. There's a 30% chance with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 31. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. All together now, all together now, all together.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Sunday, February 2nd, Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District teaches about winter wildlife and snowshoeing. Pamela Price, certified wildlife biologist and education program coordinator at Mud Creek Environmental Learning Center, will be the guide. Event will be held at the Germantown Library at 11 a.m. The Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Warren Street in Hudson hosts a book launch party with local author Kimberly L. Irwin and her children's book about ending racism at 1 p.m. Groundhog Day Show with electronic anti-hibernation music by Rodney Allen Greenblatt with Stony Matt and T-Dust from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. There should be a live webcast of the entire show at WGXC.org beginning around 8 p.m. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org/calendar. WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC, 518-291-9492.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I'm from Hudson and Florida, and I go to school at MC Smith.
Hi, I'm AJ. I'm 9 years old. I go to school at Leibury, and I was born in Philadelphia, moved to Manhattan/Queens when I was 2 days old, and then I lived there for a couple of years, and now I moved here. I'm happy to be here.
Yay, welcome. I was born in Illinois, and then I moved to New Hampshire when I was one, and then I lived there until I went to college in New York State. And then I made it up to Hudson in 2007.
Wow.
Wow, because how I came here was I was born here, and then as soon as I was born, they packed up stuff, and then we went straight down to Florida. I lived there for a couple of years, and my sister had friends, but she told me something that she thinks is funny, and it's something that her friends in Florida called her, the white Mexican, because she's really light, and we're Mexicans, and I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be known as dark. I don't know, but like, we moved back up here after like a couple of days, and I was...
After a couple of days?
I mean, not a couple of days, after a couple of years.
I was like, that's called a vacation.
After a couple of years, like 3 years, and then we moved back up here, and I was getting used to my surroundings, and I'm like, And, like, it was pretty weird because I hadn't started any type of school yet. Mm. And also, I always looked out the window of the living room. And I thought it was weird how, like, it was magic because, like, the apartment that we live in, it would go into, like, a window. Well, it was the fire escape, and then we'd go left, and then they would open a window, which I thought was weird, and this is probably just a dream, because I probably just fell asleep or something like that. It looked like one of the windows from our house, they opened it, and then it was like a red room, and they were doors. But, like, the first 3 days here in Hudson were weird. Like, there was a chair, and it was broken. And the next day, there was a pole stuck in there saying, like, thank you or you're welcome in different languages. And the chair was in pieces and bits from the day before.
Well, that is actually a very weird story. Did the rest of your family notice? Or was
it no, just it was like... only just me and my siblings. And then on the third day, the chair disappeared. And then on the fourth day, the chair appeared again.
The haunting of the chair.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, and also, one of my favorite memories that I remember in Kingston is the ghost cart. Which was a cart that moved by its own, and we were, like, real scared of it, but, like, it was probably just the wind.
Weird.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we all made it up here.
Yeah.
So that we can talk about books, because that's what we do on Bound by Books.
Books we love, books we dislike, bookish things.
I like that you said books we dislike.
Yeah.
Hate's too strong of a word.
Yeah.
I very rarely hate a book. Because usually if I don't like a book very much, I just stop reading it before it gets to the point that I'd hate it.
Speaking of books, I have this book that I would like to share with everyone. So sad that I forgot to bring a book again. Oh my God.
What's the book?
It's called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and Six Others by Roald Dahl. And one of my favorite ones is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And so Henry is a gambling man and he's very rich. And one day he was visiting his other gambling friends with five other people. And then they played this game at their house because it was raining. And he drew an unlucky card. And then he went to explore the house. He found a library and he was about to stop searching for books because he was looking for books because there was nothing else to do. And then he found this little blue book that said The Man Who Could See With His Eyes Closed. He read it and then he tried to use the training and then he could see through objects. And then he used that to gamble, but then he realized that everyone else there was selfish and greedy because I think all of that has changed him. And he decided to change his whole entire body and put costumes all over him and make, well, not really all over him because then he would look like a monster, but put costumes on him, different costumes on him in different places with different passports from different places so that nobody could ever track down how much he was winning. And then he saved all the money and then he helped build awesome 5-star orphanages around the world instead of like the one in Annie with the crummy Miss Hannigan.
Wait, aren't you basically like telling us what this story is, kind of?
Yeah, well, when you actually read it, it's way better than my description.
Okay.
I've never read that story. So it's a book of short stories?
By Roald Dahl. But the last one, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, is actually the longest.
Okay. Stop stealing books.
I think she should be the one in the book thief.
The book thief?
Yeah.
No, that book's too sad. I don't want AJ to be in that book.
No, she should be in that book.
That's cool.
Emily,
I've
keep it
here,
safe.
People. Nothing
I've read
here.
Some Roald Dahl, but I haven't read that one.
Oh.
So you liked it?
Roald Dahl was super funny. But that book was kind of funny, but more intense. Mm-hmm. And it was a change for Roald Dahl. All those other stories were a big change for him. Because usually in books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Fantastic Mr. Fox, they're more exciting characters. But in these 7 stories, it was more like intense, but the way that he wrote it was very, very good. And I really like to reread that story, especially The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, because I try to do what Henry Sugar did. And I actually don't think that it's impossible because there have actually actually been
the gambling or the costumes?
No, the seeing through objects, because people have actually seen ghosts and taken pictures of them. So if ghosts are possible, then why can't seeing through things be possible? Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that one riddle when you mentioned a ghost from 7 Second Riddles. It was like, I have a picture of a ghost. And then, like, I forgot what her name was, but we're just going to call her Lillian. Lillian! It was just a joke. And then they show you these pictures. And there's one picture with all of them in it. Huh, I wonder who took a picture of that. That's right, ghosts. And also, like, in the beginning, it show you literally a ghost. So, like, you know that there's a ghost there.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, because if angels are real, then ghosts are real. And if ghosts are real, then angels are real.
All right.
Well, I guess that means that you believe in angels?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Because if angels are real, then ghosts are real. And if ghosts are real, then angels are real.
Yeah.
Then
if
dragons okay. are real.
No, if...
Thank you,
no,
Amelia.
Do you think they're visible?
Well, like, sometimes to the human eye, because I think I have a bunch of ghosts in my house, because I remember I was trying to get the milk and I saw someone right next to me and I was really scared, and then I looked and then they were gone.
Or it could have been shadows, or maybe your eyes were playing tricks on you.
No.
Do you believe in ghosts, AJ?
I do.
I don't know if I do.
I do.
But I think that that's really bad for me, because there are pros and cons to having a bedroom all to yourself for, like, the first time in a very long time. You start seeing things, and...
Maybe there are just good ghosts.
I hope that there are no bad ghosts, because if there are, then I'm going to be like, okay, maybe sharing a room with my little sister Aaliyah isn't such a bad idea after all.
I also believe in ghosts because Ouija board. That's right. I played it. We got scared by the closet man or what's his face. I didn't get scared by Keely's grandmother. Boom, done. We know that ghosts are real. Now we can leave.
The only time I did a Ouija board with some friends, I didn't believe, and so I helped move it. Because I was pretty sure my friend was moving it. So then at some point, somebody accused her of moving it, and so she picked up her hands. She was like, it's not me. So then I started moving it, and then they were like, it's you. And then I picked up my hands, and she moved it. So one of our friends really believes in ghosts.
Wow.
I don't remember who.
I was like, hey, you need to stop moving it. And this was at a sleepover. And they all said, I'm not moving it. And then we asked them, are you a good spirit? And like the dummies we were, we got scared by them saying no. It's not like they're even going to kill us or anything. And also, like... No, AJ.
I was just joking.
Actually, I'm wondering, Lena, do you have any book you want to talk about?
Yes, and it kind of has to do with segregation.
Huh.
So we had to read a book about teammates, and it was about a man. I forgot what his name was, but we can call him Cowboy Grandpa. And so Cowboy Grandpa was the manager of a baseball team that's like closed. Like, it had something to do with the Yankees. Like, it was Lakers baseball team or whatever it's called. They'll just call it Cowboy Grandpa Awesome Team.
Okay.
So Cowboy Grandpa was the manager of the team, and he needed a really good baseball player. And so he was looking and looking and looking, and he didn't care what skin color they were. He just tried to find a good baseball player. And so he was looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking.
Did he play?
And no, he's the manager of the team. That means, like, they're like, okay, time out. You do this.
Kind of, he just played, if he knows how to play.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody
okay,
that knows how to play plays well, though.
Yeah. So, and then Cowboy Grandpa found the legend that went down into history. And you may recognize his team as soon as you hear this name, Jackie Robinson. Cowboy Grandpa put Jackie Robinson as their new recruit. Can you say it?
Recruit?
Yeah, and the team was mostly made up of white people, and they did not like having an African-American person on their team. So later on in the book, he like won and like them a lot of ones. And
yeah, they probably changed their mind once they realized how good he was.
You thought.
I did.
Yeah. And they wanted to sign like a petition to kick Jackie off of the team. And we're going to introduce you to a new character, Pee-wee. So Pee-wee.
Is that the real name?
That's what they called him okay. in the book. So Pee-wee was the last person to sign the petition. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to like have a petition and make everyone sign the petition so you can do it. And they're like, let's kick Jackie off of the team since he is an African American. And Pee-wee's like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna kick them off the team because I don't care what skin color he is. If he's white, if he's African American, if he has stripes, if he's red. And so he said that. And then later on in the end, everyone's booing at, like, everyone's being mean to Jackie when he comes up to pitch, I think it was, or like to hit the ball or pitch. I forgot what you do on baseball, like to throw the ball, hit the ball. So everyone was being rude to him. And then Pee-wee came up and stood right next to Jackie Robinson, and the crowd went silent. And then Pee-wee smiled at Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson smiled back. And then he stood right next to Jackie Robinson. He basically said, I don't care what skin color this man is. He's my teammate and I'm his. And the question was like, what would you name the title? Why was the title called Teammates and why?
Like, that seems like a frequent assignment you have.
Yeah.
We have to like think about the title.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And so like I said, the title should be named Teammates because Pee-wee and Jackie Robinson were friends and he was his teammate and he should act like it, and he did not sign the petition and try to get Jackie off of the team like the jerks the other people were. So yeah,
it's good he stood up for his teammate.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you said before in this story, I don't care if they're white or African American. I don't care if they have stripes or red. And I just wanted to make a joke about them being red. So if that person is red, they spent a long day at the beach and had a huge sunburn. Mm-hmm. It must hurt.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, more back in the day, it's not really considered appropriate now, but sometimes Native American or American Indians were referred to as Redskins. That's why there's like the Washington Redskins.
Oh.
So when they talk about someone's skin being red or them being
they
red,
have a big sunburn.
It's that would be more appropriate.
I mean, not
that a sunburn's appropriate, but
ow,
it's very painful.
Help me. Yeah. No. Oh.
Also, I have a pun for you.
A pun?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's black and white and red all over?
Something with a sunburn?
No. Maybe.
A penguin with a sunburn.
What's black?
A penguin that spilled Kool-Aid all over itself.
A newspaper that has strawberry jam?
No.
It's a zebra.
Well, that's close.
That painted the barn red and was very sloppy.
Wow, you guys are coming up with more creative ideas than me, because I put a zebra with a sunburn.
That was close to a penguin with a sunburn.
Yeah, but what the actual answer should be is a newspaper, because it's black and white and it's red all over. Ah ha ha ha, a book joke.
I get it.
Yeah.
I like the other answers more.
I have
a book to talk about.
Yay!
It is called Click, and it's by Kayla Miller. And it's a graphic novel, and it's the first in a series.
Graphic novel, can I please read it? Please.
Yeah, not right now, but after.
No!
But I borrowed this one because Kayla Miller is going to be at the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year.
Oh, yay!
Which, since AJ is new, and some of her listeners might not know either, on the first Saturday of May every year, so this year it's on Saturday, May 2nd, there's a children's book festival at the junior senior high school here in Hudson, where authors and illustrators from all over come to share their work. And you get to go around and meet them, and you
read the books and read the books and read the books and read the books and read the books. Yeah.
And if you buy books, you can get them signed. And then they have usually have fun events. And then a lot of the authors and illustrators visit schools. I don't know if they visit Libri, but they could.
They always visit my school, and one of the authors told us a story. And I'm pretty sure it was Seymour Simon. He would always put fake books in the bookshelves, and he would always hide a pencil and some paper inside, so whenever he wanted, I think he could write or draw or something like that. Cool. And then this one, I think, was the person who made Big Idea Gang. They had a story that they had a big sister, and they dared them to run around naked the house. Yeah, and he was hiding in the bushes, and everyone was trying to take pictures of him.
Oh my
and
God.
His dad came home, nice. And then he started crying. And he's like, sis did this. She locked me out of the house when I was naked. And, he made a map of his house, and the bathroom said, bathroom door do not lock, because he would turn on the water and he would pretend to take a shower. This happened once. And then he read instead of taking a shower. And also, whenever it's summer, he opens the freezer and he just reads in front of the freezer.
That's very wasteful.
No.
But anyways, waste energy. But I'm glad he gets some relief in the summertime and reads his book. I'm going to tell you about this book. It's called Click, and it's spelled C-L-I-C-K, but it is actually based on clicks, C-L-I-Q-U-E-S. Do you know what a click is?
Yeah, it's a group where someone fits in, the jocks, the mean girls who are cheerleaders, the quote-unquote nerds. Those are examples for, movie cliques. Real-life cliques are, the artsy kids, the bullies, and
the bookworms me.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't have to necessarily bookworms. Be based around something. So,
or friend groups.
Yeah, obvious. It's basically...
It could just be friend groups, too.
Yeah.
But so the main character in this book is named Olive, and she's in fifth grade, and everybody basically gets along, which is kind of nice about this book. I feel often I read books about... middle school, and it's just there's always some really mean people or people that and in this one everybody seems very nice, so that was kind of refreshing. But they all get along, and then a teacher announces that they're gonna have a variety show, and all of the kids start figuring out what they're gonna do for the variety show and teaming up to be we're gonna do a cheer routine, we're gonna do a magic routine, we're gonna play and our instruments together.
So is Click basically just a talent show
and this book?
Yeah, what they do in Click when they do a variety show. Isn't it basically just a talent show to show kind of talents, except you have to practice that stuff?
Yeah, so all of Olive's friends start breaking off into groups, deciding what they're going to do, and Olive doesn't have a group.
Uh-oh.
And she's in this space where she wants to be in a group, but she doesn't want to have to ask to be in the group. She kind of wishes that her friends had asked her to be in the group. And so she's having a hard time and feeling left out and feeling like she doesn't belong, even though she knows that her friends care about her. And so eventually she figures out where her place is in the variety show.
I feel like that was me last year. And it was just a talent show. You couldn't do magic and stuff. It was gymnastics, dance, singing. And the year before that, we had an option of lip syncing. You're just not actually doing that, but I sang Lost Boy by Ruth B, and everyone loved it. I was personally nervous and scared, nervous excited combined together.
Nervous excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was always nervous when I did talent shows or variety shows or piano recitals, but it was always okay.
That's how I'm feeling right now about this show.
You're feeling nervous?
And in the beginning, nervous, excited, more excited, less nervous, but it's always more nervous, less excited at the beginning, because it's like,
really?
Oh my God, what if I mess up? Oh my God, oh my God. Ah.
Messing up is fine. Anyways, it was a very nice comic, and I'll definitely read the other ones at some point. I'm not going to jump right in. I think the next one is called Camp. Yeah. I do like a good camp story because I went to summer camp as a kid. So
was it nice?
Was it nice? Camp? I did enjoy camp.
The book mostly, or the real thing?
I haven't read the book.
Emily.
But I read another book that was set at camp that I could talk about another day. But I can't talk about today because we're out of time.
Aw. We're sorry for talking too much.
It's okay. I got my book in.
Oh, yeah.
You talk just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Goodbye, and read a lot of books and do bookish things.
Or see ya, viewers.
Yeah.
Viewers?
See ya, viewers.
Can you see us?
Slicing up an avocado when you came up behind me with your silent brand new sneakers, your reflection I did not see. It was the hottest day in August, and we were heading for the sea. For a second my mind started drifting. Put your arms around me. Kitchen sink. What's this I've time to think? I see the tip of my index finger. My mind is slowly creating a link. From your mouth speaks your lovely voice, the softest words ever spoken. What's broken can always be fixed. What's fixed will always be broken. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. You put your passed out on the porch. Dreamt I was carried in a kangaroo's pouch. When I wake up, I'm in the waiting room on a dirty hospital couch. My hand is wrapped in toilet paper, and my body's wrapped in debris. You're sitting next to me reading a paper. put your arm around me.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Monday, February 3rd, impeachment hearings begin earlier than usual. The impeachment trial of the President of the United States starts at 11 a.m. and WGXC will broadcast it live at 90.7 FM. You can tune into local programming that's preempted by the impeachment trial of the President of the United States on the All Together Now web stream at wavefarm.org/listen or go to wgxc.org and click on the listen button. Scroll down to find the All Together Now web stream to find local programming while WGXC is airing the impeachment trial of the President of the United States on 90.7 FM. Was local artist Lily Konigsberg. She was also in the band Palberta. That's a song from 2020 called I Said from Lily Konigsberg.
My name is Maddie.
And I'm Serena.
Here's the Catskill News. Is it that we get to vote on the new upper field?
It will be so nice to have a safe and beautiful field.
I love how we are kept informed about the Capitol project.
There will be so much going on.
Catskill is a great place.
Another thing to be really proud of. Dr. Cook and our school board wanted to get our community stakeholders to vote on the new upper field design. A survey went out this past week, with today being the last day to vote.
The Catskill Central School District has been busy planning the capital project, and we are about to begin phase one. We will be replacing the old unsafe field with a new state-of-the-art turf field, and we want your input on the final design. How exciting for our community to help decide what the field will look like. We recently sent out a poll through text and email to all of our community stakeholders. The poll is available at the Catskill Central School District website that will be finalized on January 31st. So take a minute and complete the survey for the new field and have your voice heard. Cats can and cats will.
This is just another way our district is keeping our community informed and involved in our capital project. This is really so exciting.
Mr. Dallin, our band teacher, recently polled Catskill staff members and discovered that 75 played musical instruments when they were in school. How interesting that music has played a role in so many of our staff. Interesting stuff.
Columbia Green Community College has updated their admission requirements. Effective this year, students must have an advanced Regents diploma and 80 in English and math classes, or they will have to sit for a 3 placement exams. This college will also negotiate with a 4-year SUNY college to have a 2+2 relationship where students can stay at Co-Green for 4 years, get a 2-year degree from Co-Green, then a 4-year degree from the 4-year college in business, criminal justice, or nursing. If a student does not meet the new admission requirements, they can still enroll in the remedial non-credit bearing courses.
The annual Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice was held at Catskill, starting with a march from the Baptist Church to the courthouse and back to school for a beautiful celebration of his life. One of the most important community events we do here at Catskill.
Students, are you looking for something to do over winter break? How about a visit to SUNY Schenectady? They will be hosting a daily group information sessions from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. February 17th through 21st. There are 2-hour sessions where students will learn more about our academic programs by division, hearing from faculty and students, learn more about admission processes, and tour the campus. See your guidance counselor for registration details.
Be certain you are familiar with library academic seminar policies new this year. Ms. Thackberry has prepared a PowerPoint to welcome new students, explaining what our services our library provided.
On February 14th, we will run on a shortened rally schedule in order to accommodate the PBIS day called the Winter Carnival.
Hi, my name is Samantha Siri, and I'm here with Mr. Custer, and we're talking about PBIS.
PBIS stands for Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports, and is rewarding those positive behaviors instead of rewarding the negative behaviors.
Why do we need PBIS in Catskill?
To increase positive behavior, help with attendance issues, with no tardies to class. Kids should be recognized. They want to be recognized. Really, PBIS speaks to not just the student experience and the human experience, but also the adult. The faculty and staff really need this kind of program to recognize the good things that the adults are doing on an everyday basis as well.
What events are taking place for PBIS?
So the first quarter was the bagel breakfast. Second quarter on February 14th will be a winter carnival here in school on that day instead of having classes. The third quarter, April 21st, ice cream sundaes during lunch periods. Fourth quarter, May 2nd, be a field day. Hopefully if the weather is good, then we can have games outside and do things with the phys ed, maybe coordinated with the phys ed department.
What effect has PBIS had on the students of Catskill?
Well, students seem to be more positive. We've already noticed that through some of the data and working with Mr. Bragg and Ms. Chulusian this year so far, and with the guidance department and our committee, that attendance levels are much better. Tardy levels to classes are much better. We see better behavior in the hallways.
How can we improve PBIS in the future?
To improve it, I think we really need the input from the students. To help us with planning for next year's events, for prizes, things like that. So if you'll notice, in front of the main office, there's a table with a bunch of boxes that Mr. Bragg and Mr. Wemmett started last year. And if you get a golden ticket, one of your teachers gives you a golden ticket, you stick that in any of the boxes that you think you might like to win a prize of some sort if your name is pulled.
Those are all my questions.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
It will consist of 3 activities starting from 1:10 p.m. and going to the end of the school day. There will be a Kahoot, a scavenger hunt, and a Minute to Win It game. So much fun for our students that do it right each day at Catskill.
On Tuesday the 4th, there will be an all-members FCCLA meeting in room 103 after school. They'll continue planning their family dinner scheduled for Tuesday, February 11th.
Ms. Torres has finalized the cast and crew for their musical production of Pippin. The stage props construction has begun and the excitement is in the air. This will be another fabulous Catskill production.
The Business Club and FC Soleil Fashion Show is a co-curricular event highlighting our talented student marketers and fashion designers. Ms. Serino and her design students have been busy making outfits to showcase in the fashion show.
I'm Serena Carter. I'm here with the Fashion Update. I'm here with Aizen O'Connell to talk about this year's fashion show. What class is this and what are you working on?
So I'm in fashion design too. I took fashion design one my freshman year, and right now we're working on our projects that where we start from complete scratch. And we've also done our redesigns, which are going to be in the fashion show. So are the projects that we're making right now. I'm currently working on a dress, and then I also have my redesign that I did for the fashion show.
What is a redesign?
So redesign is when you take an article of clothing and you upcycle it into something better. So I took an oversized like men's dress shirt, and I cropped it, and I also added on like a different pocket just to make it cuter. And I took off the sleeves, so now it's like a short sleeve, kind of like a crop button up. The year before that, I had my redesign and my project that I did. I made a romper.
Are you excited to showcase your work that you construct in this class in the fashion show?
Well, it takes a lot of hard work to actually like make something completely from scratch. So being able to see all your hard work go into the show is really nice.
Are you excited about the fashion show being at the Lumberyard?
Yes, I am excited. I know that's at the Lumberyard this year, so I feel like that's going to be really good this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are you working on?
I'm working on stretchy pants.
What is your name and what are you working on?
My name is Tyler, and I'm working on pants like Mia. And basically what makes my project, I guess, so unique is that I didn't have enough fabric for like the pants, so I added this black fabric on the side, which is like a mat, compared to like the shiny side of the fabric of my pants. So that's my project.
Okay. Are you excited to have your piece in the fashion show?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm glad that my class gets to be part of something so big as a fashion show.
How exciting that our fashion show is coming together. The Yearbook Club is looking for business or personal ads for their 2020 yearbook. These ads help keep the cost of the yearbook down for our students and is also great for advertising. If anyone would like to place an ad, please contact Ms. Maggio in the high school guidance. The annual Pizza Soul Flea Market and Craft Fair will be Saturday, April 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Catskill High School. Student and community nonprofit organizations will not be charged a vendor fee. Sign up now. Our young wrestlers have worked hard this season trying to establish great habits and learning the values of competition.
Welcome back. It's so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
How's the team looking this year?
Team's looking pretty good. We're really young. I think we only have three seniors, two that really have much experience. Logan, Jesse, great wrestlers, great kids. They work really hard. Good leaders on the team. We have a bunch of young kids. Some are working hard. Just going out, having fun.
What is your role on the team, and what impact do you have on them?
My official role is the modified head coach, but I go back to and I help out with the varsity on Saturdays with, like, the varsity tournaments, dual meets, I help out. So kind of do a little bit of everything. I hope I can add my experience because I know what it's like wrestling at the state level, national level. So I would love to give that back, helping out with the community and that kind of stuff.
I heard you're going back to the military. What branch of service are you going out?
I'm going to the Navy, and I ship out February 18th.
It is so important to learn the larger lessons from participating in sports, learning how to compete, win, and lose. Such important life lessons. Here's our sports schedule this coming week. Tomorrow, our wrestlers travel to Corinth to compete against a few northern schools in a combined match. Monday, our boys' volleyball team travels to Cobleskill for a non-league matchup. Tuesday, bowlers travel to Maple Hill. Our boys' volleyball team hosts New Lebanon. Our boys' and girls' basketball teams travel to Greenville, playing simultaneously in the middle and high school gyms. Wednesday, our modified basketball teams travel to Caro, and our boys' and girls' JV travel to Hudson for an exclusive JV matchup. Thursday, the boys' volleyball team hosts CA, finalizing a busy week. On Friday, our boys' basketball teams host Rensselaer for our final home game of the season, and our Lady Cats travel to Rensselaer.
Let's go, Cats.
Brandon!
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why?
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
That's so stupid.
Thanks for watching. Cats can and cats will.